Although the Soviet Union imploded more than 30 years ago, and it seemed that Marxism was a failed theory, here we are all these years later, and Marxism has reinvented itself in America. This is an amazing turn of events. Marxism is thoroughly discredited. In the 20th century alone, the communists killed at least 100 million human beings in their quest to force socialism on unwilling peoples. And now cultural Marxism can be found in our schools, our government, our corporations, promoted in the media. How did this happen? And what is DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, which many argue are basically an example of cultural Marxism, which by the way, has even infected many of our churches. Virginia Prodan is an international human rights attorney and an outspoken critic of communism because she once lived under communism in Romania. And in fact, we have discussed her amazing story in a previous radio segment, and we'll put a link to that. She's the author of the book Saving My Assassin. Fascinating backstory on all that. But now we welcome Virginia back to the program to talk about advances of Marxism in America. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. And Virginia, it's great to have you back on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me again,
sure.
Jerry.
So how is it that Marxism, a failed theory, has somehow managed to reinvent itself in America, and it can be found in you know, major forms of influence in our culture?
I will give you a few reasons, and also at the end I will give you the solutions that we can. One is is the Marxist is getting more and more accepted in our schools is because students do not know the history of America or the history of socialists. And they do not know that for two reasons. One is because it's not presented in the school. The books have been reviewed, and the socialist and communist is presented in a so-called pink color, and told to many kids that will resolve their problems. The other reason is because you mentioned just a little bit that Marxism is catching up not only in public school, but even in private school, even with Christian young people. And I believe one reason is because we as parents in America, I haven't done that because I didn't have what, you know, parents in America are living all their lives. But parents in America made a mistake that can be corrected. And the mistake is from a younger age, because we live in a society that offers possibilities, and capitalists in America, so many possibilities. Parents were very involved in work. They wanted to give their children more than they received when they were kids, and they give them a big house, rooms, vacation, phones, everything. And in many, many cases, they cover by giving their kids items, the fact that they had to be so far away from their children, or the fact that they will drop their children to daycare from a younger age and just pick them up from whatever school or activities and have very short time with them at home. And also short time to build in them a relationship with Christ, with God. So when their kids will go to school, it was very, very easy for those young people that did not have, they knew about Christ, they knew about God a lot, but never personal relationship with God, because by mistake, and I'm not saying that many parents did it on purpose, but by mistake, many parents put themselves between God and their children, and they resolve all their problems. So they, when they took their children to college, those children, young adults now, they never had a relationship with God. They never knew how to relate to Him, how to stand up in what they believe. And with that in mind, liberals accepted them to school and brainwashed them, telling them about a new philosophy, a new things. And these kids were open to those philosophies because they were not rooted in Christ. For young people that they have a home, parents giving them, they were labeled by school and the government as white privilege, that they receive a lot and they have to share with others. The liberals use the terminology share because it's a Christian word, but in fact, the liberal and the government wants to take away from those kids and take it and give it to middle class students that maybe didn't have both parents at home, or they didn't have what they call rich people. And to these middle class students, the government will tell them, don't worry. Don't worry. You might believe in God, but listen to us. We can make it right for you. The government will make it right for you. You need money to go to college, or we give you student loans and so forth. And they enslave those kids that they never had the opportunity, to understand what the government was doing, but they believe that the government wants to do good for them. In many ways, they, instead of having 4 years of college, many times they were told to change major, and they end up from 4 years of college to 6-7 years of college, and they finish college with a lot of debt. If you remember, before the student loans were so implemented in our colleges, students in America, after they finish graduate school, 12th grade or college, they will put a backpack in their back, and they will take trains, and they will fly to Europe, and they will take trains, and they will visit countries in Europe, and many of them will run back to America because they realize how blessed they were and how much they receive in America. But now with students, and many of them under the power of those student loans, they were never able to see outside of America. And for liberals and for the government, it's very easy to brainwash those children. One said they were white privileged, the other one said the government will help them, to brainwash them and say, America is the worst place in the world. And to add to that is the fact that only in America, and only in America, in this particular area, and I'm talking about college and graduate school, only in America, parents pay tuition, but they are not allowed they don't receive any information from college or universities about what the college or the university is doing with their money. And this needs to be changed. So I believe that's a reason. That's the reason why we see so much. It's lack of knowledge and lack of understanding from students that they have a purpose, that each one of them is here. If you are rich or middle class, whatever class, your life is in God's power. He will provide for you, and it's not in the government. And gradually, government is putting those students under in a prison land. It's a prison land of debt, many of them cannot buy a house when they finish their college and university, and they find themselves in a worse position. And of course, they implement in them the philosophy of victims. Oh, they are victims, victims, and somebody else, they don't ever take responsibility, and somebody else is guilty of their situation, and the government will provide for them.
All right, let me. We only have a couple minutes left, so let me intervene here. It's interesting that in a lot of the things that are taught in the school, history is an extremely important subject, but history is often distorted. It used to be that, you know, whether you looked at the founding fathers, you know, not perfect men by any means, but they were significant men, and they sacrificed so we would have these freedoms. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, these used to be heroes. Now a lot of them are denigrated. I'm curious, since you grew up in communist Romania, when you were learning at school and so forth, did they talk about history in terms of, oh, you know, Karl Marx, wonderful comrade, you know, Lenin? Exactly. Tell us about what you learned in terms of history.
I learned, and many people know that before I came to America, I never wear color red because I was told in Romania all the time the lies that the Russian government and the Russian boots and army and the socialists and Marx and Lenin were the savior of us, and we were put we live in a prison land. We cannot live, travel outside. We cannot speak the truth. We were having food was a few eggs of a month and so forth. So, yes, I see a lot of things that they use as a propaganda in socialism when I was young as here. But what I am saying is there is a good news. We can sit down with our young people or people that are brainwashed. The danger is this. Do not isolate yourself from them. Go and take them to lunch. Go and listen. Listen first to what they said, even if you don't like it. And then start asking them questions and put holes into the whole brainwash of them. I can tell you that I go to college, universities, many places, and I speak about, and students are standing up saying, nobody told us this part of the story. We do not want to build this kind of society. They will listen. They were just brainwashed. So we have the responsibility as parents, neighbors, friends, relatives, to tell them the truth. I remember one young man came to me and said, I want you to tell everyone anywhere you speak. My aunt gave me your book, and she gave it to me, and she said, I read this book. I want you to tell me your opinion about this. And she was very clever because I was with socialists, and my aunt never fought with me. She gave me your book, and your book changed my life. So talk with young people in such a way. Give them your book, ask questions, because they will listen and they will change their mind. They just want to build something. And unfortunately, the liberals and the government brainwash them. So there is hope. There is hope that by another thing is take them to those places, all those monuments in United States. Talk with them about whatever your opportunities you have as a parent, as an aunt, as an uncle, as a friend. Talk with them about this. And if you don't have anything, go to them to lunch. Ask them questions. Listen to them and asking questions.
Okay. Excellent points you're making. Virginia Perdon, books.com for more information. Thanks so much for being with us.